every once in a while I'll go back to these channels that teach about narcissism, and I'll just scroll through, especially their Instagram stuff, just to remind me what I'm in here. And one of the videos was talking about how when the narcissist tries to gaslight you, they're actually trying to destabilize you and play a mind game, you know. But you don't fight them. But the fact, she said, the fact that you can see, you know it's gaslighting, you know it's an attack, you already won. In other words, once you see through the gaslighting, you already won. See, they're not your psychologist, they're not your doctor, they're not your analyst, they're not your God. They're just a human being just like you are. And same with the same truth with the legalist, with the preacher, with the adult parent. If you're an adult and you got a parent trying to tell you how to live, whatever, you're an adult. They have stuff they need to work on. When you wake up to the fact that they're still trying to make you like a little child, to put you in some kind of defense mechanism to steal your power. See, if they can gaslight you, Let's say you're on a job, and every Friday they try to gaslight you, to mess with you, change reality, and you know they're lying. You know they're liars, and you played the game long enough, so you know on Friday they just try to mess with you, so you can't. So when you go home, you're not productive, or you're not fulfilled, and you're thinking about something like that all weekend. So they want to be in your mind. Think about what I'm telling you. The reason they say crazy stuff, insane stuff, and lie and contradict and gaslight, because they want you thinking about them, because they don't exist without you, because those people are not even real people. Like the lady said on the airplane, she said that dude is not even real. I don't care what y'all say, he's not real. He's not a real human. The narcissist is not a real human. They have no identity. This is why they have to try to feed off of you to get you to think about them. And then when you reconvene with them, somebody used that word recently, which is a great word. So they want to cause drama when you come back, see if you thought about them. And when you say, no, I didn't think about you. I didn't even think about that. Wasn't even on my mind. I had other stuff I was doing. I got another life out here. I got another world. See, if they can't get you into their, it's a demon, really. It's a demon wanting you to obsess with something. The devil can't possess you as a believer, but he can get you to obsess. And when you don't obsess with a person, place, or thing, or a situation, when you're not obsessing, the devil's lost his game, you know. The devil's done. And so whether it's a church, whether it's a business, whether it's a home full of narcissists, this is witchcraft. This is narcissistic witchcraft. So the reason they're gonna gaslight you and try to cause drama when you are getting ready to go away on a vacation, or you're getting ready to go away on a weekend trip or something, because they don't want you to be happy. They want you to be obsessing. And when you can see that game, you win. Because every time it happens, and it will keep happening, but you know it's just part of the game. This is big. This is really huge. This is why a lot of people are not accomplishing stuff that they need to accomplish. And a lot of people are not happy because they're sitting there stressing over something somebody said. It doesn't matter where you go, they're everywhere. You could be married to one of them. It could be an in-law. It could be a mother-in-law. When you're getting ready to go away from them, a day, 2 days, a week, whatever, they don't like the fact that you are going and having your own enjoyable time and life, because they want to cause drama so that you'll think about them and you'll be obsessed over them. That's why I had to cut certain people off, because certain people, they would bring up stuff in the past. Have you thought about this person? No. She abandoned ship. That divorce happened a long time ago. Why are you bringing it up in the past? Why are you bringing the past up? Have you checked on them? No, I don't care what they're doing. They chose to leave. It's on them. I actually had somebody say that. It was probably a year or two ago. And I caught this person playing these games, and he thought I didn't, you know, he thought I didn't see through it. Have you checked on your ex? Have you checked and see what she's doing? No, I haven't. Why would I check on an ex-wife who abandoned ship? Who was a liar, a game player, and a mind, and a manipulator, and always trying to attack and turn people against you? Why would I do that? And why would this guy try to remind me of that, to try to get me to do that? Why would he do that? You already know why. The devil, the demon in them, tries to get you to look up something, to obsess or torment or anything they can, live in the past, live in some kind of mistake or whatever. That's why they do it, because it's a demon. Wake up. You're under attack in multi-dimensional, multi-level. The past is not even who you are anymore. But because they live in the past, they're always talking about the past. Think about it. The glory days. You hear these older people, these rednecks living in the glory days. They listen to the old music. And I remember growing up, I would see some older people in my bloodline, they'd be listening to Elvis. Elvis had been dead and gone. They'd be listening to Elvis, or they'd be watching country movies. The Western movies, yeah. What are they? Gunfighting movies, living in the past. Why do you think yesterday's the glory days? Why do you want to live in the past? Why do you want to live in misery and think about, oh, it used to be better in the past? No, it didn't. It's always good. His mercies are new every morning. It's always good. See, if you're surrounded by people who really don't have the word in them, it's not a part of them, they can't hear what you're saying. It has to become a part of you. His mercies are new every morning. Every day is a good day. Every day is the same. If their glory days are in the past, then they're telling you, hey, I'm depressed, I'm miserable, it's over, it's coming to an end. They're just negative. And they're trying to, either that or they're trying to put that in your, that thought in your mind. The glory days are in the past? No, the glory days are in the future and in the now. Changed into His image and glorified. Why are they saying the glory days are in the past when the Bible says you'll get a glorified body? It's in the future and it's in the now. Think about what I'm telling you. You're being brainwashed by people you rub shoulders with, music, TV, radio. You're being brainwashed at every level. It's actually insane. It's really insanity. And these people don't even know they're doing it. And some of them are doing it on purpose, but they're being used by the devil and don't even know it. And if they're doing it themselves, they don't even know a devil's causing them to do it.